Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes a failure.
Welcome back to Failure Art Party. Woo! This is Marissa Habashi, and I am joined again by Chrissy Habashi.
Hello.
She is a return guest. Couldn't get enough. Mm-hmm. So really excited about this project today. Can't wait to share it with you. But before I get to it, subscribe to this podcast. Please. We have Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, and honestly, there's a lot out there that I don't know. Oh, Google Play. And we'll kind of talk about how little I know in just a second here. Yeah, so what we're doing today is something that has been done on TikTok, a trend, if you will, glow-in-the-dark images with paint. We're going to be painting images to make them look like they glow in the dark.
It's going to look like it's kind of like that modern neon lettering that you'll see. It's not actually using glow-in-the-dark paint, but it's to give it that effect. It's like an illusion.
Okay, I think this is gonna turn out really good or really bad.
not in between.
No.
All bad or all good.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to give a little bit of an introduction before we just kind of jump right into it. And, you know, I've been with family this week for Christmas, and I think that's a great time to really, when you're with family, a lot of my failures came to light. And that's what family is really good for.
Pointing out all your failures mercilessly.
And I, you know, I was talking about this podcast and people just had lots of opinions in terms of how I was using social media and just getting it out there. And truth, I mean, it was good to know because I'm really not a social media person. Like I said the other day, I just learned about a hashtag. And I'm really sorry about, like, on Instagram, I had, like, a bunch of people following me, but I really wasn't following other people.
Because you didn't know how.
Well, yeah. Well, once I just, then you hit the follow button, and that seemed pretty easy. So I'm learning about it. But the newest trend, TikTok. Yeah. So we are going to talk about that because that's where we've mentioned TikTok before, and mostly like Gina was on TikTok, but I am not. And Chrissy's going to like share a little bit about what are you doing? Can you stop? Chrissy's shaving a pencil. No, can you stop shaving the pencil with an X-Acto knife? Okay. Thank you. All right. So Chrissy's Gen Z and I am a millennial. So this is interesting. And we were talking the other day and I probably use Facebook more, but you are like gross Facebook.
Yeah, I'm anti-Facebook a little. And I think a lot of Gen Zs are as well. It's definitely has a stigma about it. That's for like the boomers and maybe a couple millennials in the following. But Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, that's mm-hmm. where I gravitate.
Yeah. Because Facebook got Trump elected.
Yeah. Facebook is what gives all the boomers a voice. And that needs to stop.
Well, I don't want to alienate my audience too much. Because I also have family members listen to this too. Anyway, so.
They voted for Trump.
All right. So, you know, and the thing is, something I didn't want to do with TikTok is. Well, I knew it was a Chinese app, and I didn't want China to have all of my data.
You sound crazy. You sound so paranoid.
Well, I know that the U.S. has all my data.
Like, the Facebook, you put your location on Facebook, and...
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Well...
Do you post about where you're at?
No. I just troll. I just
well,
scroll.
Well, you post about when you were in Europe and all those other countries. And if you post about when you're at home, then mm-hmm. if you post about when you're at home, then they'll know you're home. That kind of stuff. Mm. They're always going to know where you're at.
Okay. All right. You're right. No, you make a good point. And really, nobody should be on it. I think we'd all be much happier people without it. But I do want this podcast to get out there, so I'm a little bit at a catch 22? That's the right. I don't know if that's the right term.
I think usually that refers to a much more drastic decision, but yeah, okay. a catch 22.
Yeah. So, but tell me a little bit. So I did download TikTok after you instructed me on it, and I thought all the videos were weird.
Well, okay. There is a lot of weird stuff on TikTok, but you'll find weird stuff on any social media. And it starts you off on TikTok with the most popular videos, the mainstream stuff. And that's, you know, like the dancing and the weird goofy trends and stuff like that. But there is a lot of subcultures in TikTok, including art and stuff like that. And you just kind of have to show that you have to get the app's algorithm to work with you, and they'll start showing you videos, and then they'll start showing your videos to other people when you post them. So you have to work with the app, not against it, because I know you really aren't super excited about TikTok, but I like the app. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's where I've gotten like ideas before, and I do like it because in the sense that it shows something in an artistic project really quickly, and you don't really see all the steps, but it makes it look easier than it is, mm-hmm. which is a great backdrop for projects in this show where we do highlight the failures that aren't seen in a TikTok video.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Well, thank you for explaining TikTok.
Hopefully you don't have to worry about the Chinese government too much.
Yeah, and I've been to China, so they know about me, but... Or who would care? Who would care? Yeah,
they don't care.
Who would care? I mean, I know that data's collected on a mass scale, but what a depressing find to see really what humans are interested in and motivated by.
Wow.
I think to just be analyzing that data. I know an AI is analyzing the data, but whatever.
Well, humans and their fragile existence.
I know. I'm just picturing a human behind a computer looking and he's like, oh, man.
Watching another goofy cat video that got 1,000, 10,000
hits. Yeah, or something more dark. Wow, people really like this stupid crap. Okay. Anyway, I will say, you know, I'm glad that this podcast is getting a little bit more listens. I was a little concerned at first because... The titles that were getting listens probably had a bit of a provocative flair to them, such as Frisbee and Blow and I Dip, You Dip, We Dip. And I can't get over it. But it's also possible that people were genuinely interested in that topic. So
it's possible.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're up, you know, check out the less provocative titled episodes. You might find something you like. Anyway. All right, so before we get into this glow-in-the-dark painting, I want to make this podcast not just about failures, but about facts.
So, facts.
Mm-hmm.
Right back in school.
Yes. Here's your lesson for today. So there are three types of luminous paints. We are using none of those, but let me just... But we are trying to give the effect like we are using those paints. So the first type is fluorescent paint. And here's science. Basically, when you shine a black light or UV radiation on this paint, the paint absorbs the UV light and emits the energy back with longer wavelengths. And you can shine either black light or a white light on it. That's the fluorescent paint. So it can't illuminate on its own. And then you have phosphorescent light or paint, which contains phosphors, zinc sulfide, and dope strontium alumate, as opposed to a less cool, more sober.
As opposed to a drug-free.
A drug-free.
Sodium.
Strontium alumate. And unlike fluorescent, this type of paint can have a sustained glow of up to 12 hours. So, there you go.
Yeah.
And then we get to a little bit more of a depressing paint, which is radioluminescent paint. Sounds cool. It's self-luminant, mm-hmm. self-luminous. And but it uses a radioactive isotope that continually decays and emits visible light. And so there's radiation involved. And they've been improving upon this paint since it kind of first came out in the early 20th century to make it lower radiation doses that aren't harmful. But for any of you out there, if you know, there's some movie out there called Radium Girls. Also, there's just a story and probably a book that talks about how these group of girls in a factory were making watches and the paint they were using for the dials was full of radiation, and they were told by their employers to, like, they can not to, and I guess not to rinse their brushes, so they would, like, put it on their lips and on their teeth, and they would glow, and they thought it was cool. They didn't know that radium was harmful, and I think some died, and they definitely, their bodies were ruined, and they did sue, but I don't know where they got in that lawsuit, so this story is incomplete.
I mean, I'd like to assume, you know, they won eventually.
Well, yeah. So there are job regulations now and things are better.
And we know about how harmful the paint is.
Yeah, yeah. But don't always trust your employer.
A good lesson to learn.
Yeah. So
hopefully your employer isn't listening to this now.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. So, all right. So, can we go ahead and pull up that video?
Of course, yes.
So Chrissy just informed me that, or previously informed me that this is not a TikTok video, but a compilation of TikToks. What does that mean?
You find a lot of these videos on YouTube. It's just a lot of these 30-second TikToks all mushed together into one long video, one after the other.
But this one, they're like, what, 30 seconds long?
Yeah, each one's about 30 seconds, but this video in total is 7 minutes because it has a bunch of those videos in it.
Okay.
And they all kind of, you know, go through the same process and the same thing. Most of it's just music in the background.
Okay, so we're going to watch and we're going to describe as we're watching.
Okay, so they're painting the canvas black,
mm-hmm.
which we already did.
We already did that.
And they sketched out what they're going to do with pencil. And they start off with a white on the pencil line, mm-hmm. and then a lighter paint of the color they choose, and then the darker color.
So they outline it in white, and then they just keep outlining the picture with the grad, like, lighter, or lighter, then less light, until darker.
Yeah. And I mean, most of them show about just the white and then a light color and then the dark color, but you can do as many lines as you want. The more lines you do and the more gradient you have, the more it's going to look like it's glowing.
Okay. And it's not really going to glow. It just looks
like, it's an illusion.
So if I turn off the lights,
it's not going to glow in the dark. No, you're just going to see a black canvas.
Yeah. And this is with acrylic paint. This isn't with radium paint or fluorescent or phosphor.
No poisonous paint.
No poisonous paint.
None of that dope paint.
And this is the safe. You know what? If you want to glow something in the dark, this is the safe way to do it, friends.
I mean, it glows in the light. Okay. It won't glow in the dark, mm-hmm. but it glows in the light.
Yeah. And this is popular on TikTok.
And that means it's cool. All the cool kids are on mm-hmm. TikTok.
Yeah. All right. So first thing we have our black canvases. And I painted, we've had to do a couple layers, and mine is a little bit flatter and more smooth, but less black, and yours is blacker, but bumpier, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so pros and cons for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dirty.
Mine's dirty.
You got a bunch of stuff on it. You gotta, like, blow it off.
Well, that's probably because you were picking up the newspaper.
Oh, okay. It's my fault. Okay. The canvas is dirty. Right. Mine's not dirty, interestingly enough.
Okay. Mm. All right. Okay, can I just blow on it?
Yeah, just blow on it.
Good job. All right. There we go. So the first step we have to do is to sketch with a pencil on this black. So I don't even know how that's going to turn out. Is that your phone?
You know, I had my notifications off, but I had to turn my volume back on because you want to watch that video for no reason because there's no talking in it.
But now people know that we had to watch a video.
And now people know I got a TikTok notification.
Okay. All right. Fine. Fair. Thank you, Chrissy.
You're welcome.
What picture are you going to sketch?
I'm going to be sketching, I'm plagiarizing, one of Keith Haring's illustrations, the two people holding up the heart. It's pretty popular. He's a pretty popular artist. Not everyone knows him.
Okay, I'm going to be doing a cat. I like that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, okay. We've both got our plants, our aesthetic.
Yeah, and this is, I don't know where this cat came from. I just found it on a Google image search.
It's okay. You know, we don't all have to have a story and a professional.
Yeah, no, you're an artist, and I'm a failure. So. No. Okay. That may be, yeah, the artist and the failure.
That's so sad.
A tale. Okay. So let me go to my email.
You emailed it to yourself?
Oh, yeah. I don't actually know how to screenshot on my new phone. I did. I was screenshotting and then it updated and now I don't know how to screenshot anymore. Not right now. Maybe later. Yeah.
And, you know, some people consider Keith Haring not a very good artist. So, if I make it look bad.
Why wouldn't they consider him a good artist?
He's a pop artist, a modern artist from the 80s. A lot of people didn't like his approach to art because he was very much, everyone deserves art. It doesn't have to be this classy, fancy ordeal.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be isolating. Because he did a lot of graffiti, and he would sell his art a lot for cheap.
I want to erase mine.
Okay.
Can I do that?
You can try it, but it might take away some of the paint.
Okay.
Or is the eraser also making a mark?
Oh, the eraser is like has dried glue on it. It's hard. It's not even
rough. These are really old pencils.
Okay.
What you can do, you can just leave that and then start your sketch again.
And then
paint over that later.
Right, right, right. Oh, you're right, you're right. Fail, 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 fail. I'm going for fail.
Can I keep a fail counter?
Yeah, we could. Okay, I've already had at least three, I think. This is really hard to just kind of proportion out this on the canvas, I feel like. Because, I mean, maybe not for you, but.
Well, what I do, you know, I don't do large lines, I kind of do smaller lines to more control the size.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. There's just going to be a lot of pencil marks all over this then, I think.
Yeah, but I know even in the videos I saw on TikTok, people would go, when they were fully done, with black paint to clean up the edges and clean up all those other lines.
Okay.
So that's okay to do that.
Because right now my cat looks like it has a pig snout.
Well, you should keep that. I think that's pretty funny.
Like a some sort of pig cat hybrid.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool. That's original.
Yeah, that's what failures are, original. This is no one else failed like this. Do you think you'll hang this up in your dorm room as some kind of cool edgy artwork?
Maybe I might give it to someone who doesn't know a lot about art. So
Chrissy, you don't know that it won't. But you're right, it could be bad. Okay, give it to someone who doesn't know a lot.
And so
like a child,
they'll think it looks pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna give it to my boyfriend. he's a child, so it's okay.
He's gonna listen to this. Do you want me to edit it out?
No.
Okay.
His grasp of art. It's sweet.
Okay.
It's very sweet. He's very supportive.
Okay. The head's too big.
Okay. Can I see?
This is the head. And this is the head in the picture.
Oh. It's really big.
I know. Well, I know, okay, I just gotta start over, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to do it with a full body cat, you'll probably start over. I mean, you could just do the head of the cat and then a little bit of the body, but then you do lose that effect of the tail.
Yes. So I want to do that. I'm gonna just, there's gonna be a lot of pencil marks all over on it.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta make sure you just follow the right pencil, pencil marks. No, seriously, I've done that before where I have a lot of spare pencil marks and I end up following the wrong one because they're still there.
Okay. All right. So let's.
It's okay.
Okay.
The head should be a lot smaller, though.
I know.
A lot smaller.
it took up like almost half the canvas with the head.
It's like maybe a third.
Maybe a third of the canvas. Less. All right. Okay. That's why it kind of looked a little piggy. A little piggish. Sometimes, yeah, getting the, when you're freehanding, is that what it's called?
Yeah, freehand.
The, getting the proportions right, it's kind of hard.
It is hard. It takes a lot of practice. You don't have to, but what I would do is start with the tail, and then you can do the body in between that so that you know you have enough room for the tail.
Because okay.
You can be a little flexible with this.
Interesting. So if you're ever sketching out there and you need to draw something within certain size parameters, maybe do top and then bottom first.
And then you can fill in the body, because usually that's where you have the most leeway.
Okay.
That's what I tend to do anyways. Maybe a professional would disagree.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, okay. One of my bodies is too skinny.
Mm-hmm. Well, can be like a trio, not like a buddy cop movie, but like what's that, like a fat and skinny one?
Oh, like this is painting?
Yeah, like in Home Alone, there was the short fat one and the tall skinny one.
Yeah, a lot of cartoons have that trope, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I am going to fix it.
Okay. Okay. You're not trying to make Home Alone robber characters?
Okay. Maybe next time.
Okay. It will be a particularly fat cat.
I like fat cats. They're the sweetest ones.
Aww.
Do you like cats? Don't you not?
No, I do like cats. I'm just allergic to them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do. I find them when they're not like, kind of, you know, snobby. I find them very nice. I'd like to know what my animal is thinking.
Oh, do you get that with a dog? Do you know what your dogs are thinking?
Yeah, they're thinking food. What are you? Look at me. And that's it.
And the cat...
and pee and poo. Yeah.
The cats are analyzing you.
It still looks like a pig. It still looks like a pig. Okay, but I don't know. Don't look at it yet. Okay. You know what? If it's gonna be a pig cat, I don't care. It's fine.
That makes it an even better failure.
It does.
Makes it a more unique failure too.
Yeah, like a pig cat. Like,
yeah, you don't get a lot of pig cats anymore.
I did. I've drawn so much. I've lost where my. I can't match up my pencil marks anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. No. I know. I got it. It's gonna be okay.
Do you want to change your design to something a lot simpler?
No, I can't. There's not.
Okay. I mean, because you know the ones on TikTok, they were really simple. One was just like that cloud.
You know. I want to be.
I hear that, and I see you.
Okay. This is important for me that I complete this and that I don't give up and that I love myself the whole time while I'm painting a pig cat.
Loving yourself right now is what's most important. Are you gonna consider painting black over this to completely start over and doing a third layer?
We don't have time.
Well, that's what the pause button's for.
Okay. No. I'm gonna keep going. Okay. I got like a laugh tear on my canvas. It's wet.
Oh, that really adds character.
Yeah. You're done? Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Okay. Yeah, I'm almost done. It's just I have to figure out which pencil lines to follow.
I do X's. Since you're going to paint over anyway, you know, X is over which lines you're not going to use.
Oh. X over the line I was going to use. I just want you to take a look at what I'm working with.
It's a lot better. It's hard to interpret a little bit.
This might be the worst thing I've ever done. This is worse than hydrodip. Okay.
But you still love yourself.
Yeah, no, I love myself so much. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just gonna carve. That's it. Carve.
Oh.
Carve it. I'm gonna chip away the paint with this.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. There we go. Got it. Why are you silent?
The head might be a little big, but...
No, no, no. This is the head right here.
I know.
That's better than it looking like a pig.
It's going to be a short...
Which I don't care. I want this to be a pig cat. Let's say it together. I want this to be a pig cat. I want this to be a pig cat.
Well, no, now we're manifesting it. Okay. So now it's going to happen.
Okay. Well, which is fine. That's what we want. All right. Now...
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. I got some of my laughter spit on my canvas.
Uh-huh. That's a side effect of failure art is your laugh spit might get on your artwork.
But it's not quite a tear, but mm-hmm. It's something else.
So should we pick, like, all shades of blue, or...
Well, what I'm going to do, because Keith Haring has the white figures and the red heart, I'm going to do the figures and the line, the motion lines, a white glow, and mm-hmm. the heart's going to be a red glow, so it kind of stands out.
Okay.
You feeling a blue or a green or a red?
I think maybe what's really catty? A yellow? No, I don't.
I mean, like a purple or a pink.
Oh, because they're feminine.
Yeah. Cats are for girls. I want to do a girl color.
Okay.
Can you do an orange tabby? Tabby
Ooh.
Cat.
Oh, I like orange. So we're gonna go ahead and mix the colors.
Yeah,
and then we will. Pick this back up when we start painting.
All right, see you then.
Like even, so I would say I'm maybe two-thirds done with the white outline, and that's even better than I mean, I had such low expectations. I mean, the lines are really clumpy, but the shape.
Yeah, the shape is good.
The shape is still turning out,
mm-hmm.
but the hardest is still yet to come, I think.
But you struggled a lot, I think, with making it with the pencil, and it's a lot better than mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pessimism gets you nowhere. Oh, no.
What?
We were supposed to be making a TikTok. They're not going to like the TikTok if it doesn't show the full process. Because we didn't show the pencil sketch or the starting of the, like, we're kind of starting.
Okay, do we have to do it? Like, we have a third panel. Should we do, like, just do, like, a stage? So we'll start here. This will be the second half of that, and we'll replicate the first process. You know what I mean? Do you think it'll be a little choppy? That's how they did Star Wars. They did the last part first, and then they did the first part. And yes, it sucked. But they did it.
This is an anti-Star Wars podcast.
And no, I mean, no. The storyline is fine. Just the... casting of Anakin was just terrible.
I like Anakin.
Hayden Christensen? It's okay. the whiny guy?
I'm not saying his character is top tier.
But Padme, why don't you love me?
But he's cute.
he is cute. He's cute, and that's why they cast him.
His character... He does kill, like, a bunch of children and become Darth Vader. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. If you're gonna haven't seen Star Wars, Anakin turns into Darth Vader. So we're not making a TikTok.
Maybe I can make a different TikTok.
Can we do, like, a TikTok of just, like...
We could just
do a generalized failure?
Well... You mean, like... Oh! Put two different shoes on this morning.
Yeah.
Fail!
Oops, I dumped... a whole thing of garlic powder and
my avocado toast.
On my avocado toast. That was a real thing that happened today. The pig snout. There it is. There's the biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the piggy. Maybe if I give it whisk. Okay, now let's go ahead and take a picture of my pig. I'll take a picture of the pig. Maybe the trailer could just be me talking. But that's not going to get it.
You got to be showing something in the video.
Okay. Sometimes people are just singing in their TikToks. Or like dancing.
And they're just not good.
I know, but I don't know. Like, they're not good, but people keep watching them.
That's true. Shelly D'Amelio, mm-hmm. she's famous. And she, there's just nothing interesting about her.
I don't know that trick. Who is that?
She has like the most followers on TikTok.
Okay.
And she's like a teenager who happens to dance, and I don't think she's that good. That's really bad.
I didn't pencil in the whiskers.
I see.
So that is truly terrible. Let's just, should I try to fix it, or is that just going to make it worse? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Cool. Well, you know what? I'll put in the white, and then I can always paint over black if I want to. I can always paint over black. Not that I don't love how good of a fail this is, because this is a real, real good fail.
I put my hand in the paint, but luckily it was dry, mostly.
Mm-hmm. I've done that a few times. Yeah. Been there. Maybe not a pig, but maybe a rat. I don't
know. A rat cat?
Rat cat.
Mm-hmm. You know, cats and rats have had an interesting relationship, and we're just representing.
Yeah, it's like when the predator becomes the prey.
When they overcome when the cat their differences and make a kid.
When they overcome their differences and they mate with each other.
You get the rat cat.
Yes. Maybe I'll call him Harry.
Why?
I don't know. He's definitely a boy.
Okay, little opinion I need from you.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do the heart glowing red. Then these lines that are coming off the heart, should those be red, or should those also be white so that only the heart?
Maybe do the lines white and the heart red. If you don't want my opinion.
Well, no, I didn't know. I can picture it both ways, and I'm not sure which I like more. I'll just do them white.
Okay. I used to do this with Mom all the time where I'd ask her opinion. And then I picked the opposite. Not on purpose.
I've done that with Mom, too.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm going to do white because that's what Keith Haring did. Well, technically his is black, but yeah.
This is like a real... This is, feels like a promo for this artist, this whole episode.
Oh, well, he's very dead. Like
he's dead?
He's like famously dead. He's from the 80s. He died of AIDS.
Aww. Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, you know Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so he was like friends with Andy Warhol and he was like in that crowd.
Did Andy Warhol have AIDS?
I don't know if Andy Warhol had AIDS.
Speaking of how famous people died, did anybody know that Bob Marley died of
toe cancer? Toe cancer. Struck down.
Yeah.
The great Bob Marley.
Yeah, and that's not funny.
It's not funny. It feels a little soon.
Wait, when did he die?
Like the 90s.
That was forever ago.
A lot of people really liked him. He was pretty influential.
Yeah. Wait, because of the marijuana? Or what? The music?
The music.
Okay.
He also smoked a lot of pot, Marissa.
That's what I know him for.
Well, he was a musician first, pothead second.
Okay, all right. But if you do get toe cancer, you could just cut off your toe. You don't have to. But he couldn't because of his religion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm just nervous laughing. These whiskers suck so bad. They're the worst thing ever.
The whiskers, they have their flaws. They have their flaws, as everyone does. But you know, this is the hardest part, the white. Because once we get to the glow, it's a little more forgiving on how messy it is, because you'll be doing outlines and all that.
I think even this white can be forgiving, because we're going to be outlining.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't look quite so. Just got to get past this stage.
I feel really bad about laughing.
About Bob Marley?
Yeah.
He's dead. What's he gonna do, care?
No, but other people are gonna care.
Cut it out. You might want to cut it out of the podcast. Okay. It's hard to bring up Bob Marley's toe cancer without laughing about it, but there are still a lot of Bob Marley fans out there.
I know. This is definitely a wreck. I guess, so it morphed from a pig to pig cat to a rat cat.
Okay, are you done?
I guess.
Because you can start mixing the paint. We don't have to go on quite at the same time.
Okay, so I'll just make a really, really light orange.
So yeah, we'll make a bit of a darker orange first, and then a light orange, because the darker color goes first.
It goes darker first, not lighter to darker? Can we double check? Or no, you're positive.
I'm positive.
So
it goes white, dark, lighter, lighter,
oh,
lighter. Because that's how light works.
But when I am, like, highlighting, when I paint, I go, like, it goes, like, lighter to darker.
But the darker color is what's closest to the white, you know?
I mean, I know now, but I mean, when I paint, like, a ball or something, the highlight of the ball is, like, really white, and then it gradually goes to, like, darker around the edges of the ball.
But this is a neon, this isn't a reflection, this is a glow.
Okay,
so
all right.
It's different.
All right, I'm moving on to part two. Of this, no, that's maybe part three. Part on our black canvas, part one was doing the pencil sketch, part two was doing the white outline, and now I'm going to start
the glow effect,
and I'm gonna make this a tabby cat orange.
Okay. And I'll be getting there soon.
Okay. Okay. Is that pretty good, you think? Is that a nice
Yeah. Okay.
It's a
good orange.
Okay.
Maybe so, a little white. It is dark.
I thought it was supposed to be dark.
Well, it is, but...
What?
Okay. You know what? All right.
Okay. All right. So now I do the outline of the cat. I start with this color. Uh-huh. And does it have to be as thick as the white, or does it matter?
I mean, it doesn't really matter, but... The thicker it is, the larger glow it'll have.
Okay. Do I do it... I just do it on the end, like, going in, right? Or do I go...
Both sides.
Both sides?
What I'm going to do is then the lines on the both sides, so it has that glow effect.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So I have to do it dark, right here?
Yeah.
You're sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay, crazy. So now I am applying dark orange paint with probably a red, preference towards red, onto my...
I think it already looks better. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
It's nice to look at color when you've been looking at black and white. And the color just, it's nice on the eyes, I think.
Okay. And when Christy said that, I had barely any red. So you can only go up from here.
It was like an inch.
It was pretty bad.
An inch line.
Uh-huh.
I think that from far away, it looks really nice. And that's an important thing to remember.
From far away that things look good?
Yeah, if you look at it from far away and you just kind of glance at it, mm-hmm. It looks really good.
I think so too.
When other people see this, they're not going to be studying it, you know, looking for the mistakes. They're just going to be appreciating it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it will look a lot better if you look at it that way.
Also, I'm having a hard time, which is fine. But I guess, do you see how it...
Like it's clumpy?
It's clumpy or...
I think you need a thinner brush.
Okay.
Because I'm using the smallest one.
Okay, you might get a little better. I just have to go in really small strokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to take a long time.
This is going to take a long time?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. It's mental health check.
We're here to check our mental health because it's very important when we're focusing on our failures.
Yes, yes.
Like they do on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health check.
Is that how they do it? Yeah. Mental health check. Like that?
Yep. It's really annoying.
Okay.
Yeah. The more annoying, the better.
I saw this one. Something happened that changed my life.
Oh,
check.
Something happened that changed my life. Check.
Yeah. This is mental health. Check.
Yep. This is what changed my life.
Okay. Mental health. Are you, where are you in your mental health?
You know, as I fail over and over again, longer and longer, I become more used to it. I'm a little sad.
Okay.
But happy because I'm with you.
Oh, I'm happy because I'm with you. Oh. And I'm happy that we're painting together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was frustrated, but I just kept telling myself that this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Didn't want it to be good. So it's actually, when I think about that, I'm doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, mental health check done.
Ding.
So, Chrissy, what are you doing now?
I caved, and I kind of forgot I had a Posca pen, a white Posca pen, till I went to grab the pencils today. But because I really need that white to be a nice, good, solid white, I am going to use a Posca pen, which will make it a lot more solid and a little mm-hmm. cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I offered this Posca pen to Marissa as well.
No. Okay. This is taking so long. This is requiring a lot of mental stamina. Okay. And concentration. So, all right. So, for viewers, no, for listeners at home, it's been about 20 minutes, and I've just outlined one part inside of my cat, and now I have to outline with the same color on the outside of my cat. This is taking a long time, but it's okay. So, if you're going to attempt this at home, so far I think try a smaller canvas.
And a simpler design helps.
And really carve out a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Chrissy, you are doing excellent.
Well, thank you.
All right, this is, so about 15 minutes or so has passed. I have finally completed the inner and outer first outline, color outline of my cat. I'll take a picture. It's not good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not bad.
No, and I think you mentioned something, Chrissy, that maybe once I put in that second lighter layer, then the glow effect will really start to take place. Mm-hmm. And something I'm running into is, like, I just cannot get a very clean edge. Like, I cannot get a good point with my paintbrush, and so it's looking really clumpy and, like, uneven in places.
Well, maybe when you... Well, have you been trying to sharpen that edge like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Well, maybe
it,
the
is it
lighter...
too big?
It's okay. I think maybe the lighter... When you do that lighter layer, it'll clean stuff up mm-hmm. a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see. All right, I'll take a picture of Harry. That's my cat. It's my rat cat. So I'm now doing my second orangey outline, and this time I just added white paint to it to make it lighter. So we'll see how it goes.
So I was kind of wondering if this makes you kind of think of when you would paint in high school and like kind of remember that, be nostalgic about that. Okay. All right. Yeah, but nice.
It does, because I'd always get... No, it makes me think of how I would paint in kindergarten, because when I'd paint, I'd always get paint on my hands, which is what just happened now. Take a picture. Oh my gosh, I got paint on my hand and I got paint in the middle of the black cat. Oh, whatever.
That's great.
That's a failure. Yay! I need to think of like a jingle for when every time a failure happens.
Maybe you can make a little sound effect.
Yeah, like da 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 da.
Failure.
Failure. Yes. So I completed the second layer of the color. I think I'm going to go for a third. I'm going through for a third. It was hard to get it light enough.
Well, are you going to redo that first layer?
I'm going to redo that first layer to really make it darker.
Okay.
But then hopefully we'll be done. Chrissy and I were just talking. Maybe you can hear it in our voice. We're losing steam a little bit. This is taking a long time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure the results will yield the effort. That's not what matters.
No, it just matters that we...
celebrate our failures, because mm-hmm. there have been plenty of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just walking you through my stages. Chrissy is a little bit behind me, but I have completed my last lightest, like, outline. I'm going to do one more outline just going over the darkest color because it really did not pop. And then I'm going to step away because mental health
comes first.
And Chrissy, where are you at?
I'm on my second line for my figures, the last line for them. I do still have the red heart to accomplish. Oh.
Maybe what if you don't do the red heart? Just, like, leave it as it is.
Well, I won't do that. But maybe I'll do it later. You know?
Okay, and you can send me pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Chrissy, I will say, I think yours is looking good from a distance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So is yours.
Yeah. And mom is farther away. So it's... I think mine, the farther away from mine, Chrissy, you can get a little bit closer and still looks good. You stay a little far from mine, though.
I think it, critics have commented that it might just look like a full mouse, a full rat, rather
yes.
than a cat rat.
Yes. my father. My father did point out, he asked just flat out if that's a mouse. So maybe, you know what? Let's just call it a mouse. So, all right. Okay, and I will give you an update on when I am done soon, and then we will wrap up. What was your thought, Chrissy?
I noticed in the videos, because they did add more white to the layers, to the cult, to the mm-hmm. neon, to give it that glow.
Yeah.
But interestingly, it looks as though we should have made the colors darker so they fade out. So I don't know if that's just like color choice, if we mixed the colors weird or something.
Wait, would it, oh, like start like a darker, oh, all around darker.
No, like keep the middle, keep that first line, you know, a good bright orange, but then maybe just like, I don't know, make it look thinner by adding black because the background is black. I don't know, because, I don't know, I just think...
Are you saying that there's something these videos aren't showing us?
No. But that's more dramatic, so we can stick with that.
Yeah.
These TikToks are lying.
I do feel like, and we were talking about social media, that it's, you know, if you stay on social media and you look at something... You get a little sad because, wow, look what this person did really well in 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah. It really changes yeah. your perception of how long things take.
Yeah.
And the effort required.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Same with cooking videos.
Mom, what? Say louder.
The same goes with cooking videos.
Louder.
They look so simple. You just get it done like that. And that's not true.
That's not true.
No.
I don't want to look at this anymore. I've been in these videos. I'll look at... I'm still working on touching up my darker layer, but certainly a lot to... have a lot left to be desired. So, okay. And then I'm going to... Because the illustration I was copying, which I will put on Facebook and Instagram, kind of like didn't make the... cat or mouse, if you will, connect in all parts. So I'm just gonna, do you think I should just black that out really quick? Like right here?
Yeah. Okay. I think where it like gets kind of messy, you should make it look more intentional.
Wait, make the mess look intentional?
No. Well, yeah, because like it's like this gap here. It yeah. just doesn't look intentional. It just looks like okay. a mistake.
Okay. All right. Heaven forbid somebody see that. All right. So I'm gonna touch that up with some black. And then, Chrissy, I mean, I think that you're probably going to work on this a little bit. Well, you don't have to. I don't know if you'll give up on it. Work on it a little bit more after we're done. But I think maybe we could call a failure just, like, the amount of time it takes and that you weren't able to finish it.
Wow. All right. You know, I know the point is to fail, but there's something about someone looking at you right in the eyes and saying, I think we can call that a failure, don't you?
Not you.
Well, the whole process.
Work. The work. Okay.
Just not used to it.
Okay. And, Chrissy, yeah. maybe you were, something happened while we were doing this, which was Chrissy got her yearbook from high school. She's a freshman in college. She got her yearbook, and it kind of bummed her out, which might have influenced the mood of the rest of this. What happened, Chrissy?
Well, Marissa, let me tell you what happened. So our school decided to put on Shrek the Musical in the spring. This was before we even knew about the pandemic, and we had a new director. He's really young. He's been in plays, he's kind of new to directing, and he focused a lot on the cast and not on the crew or the set. So we went so long without any set, and I was the tech director. It was like my job to build the set, but I can't just come up with how mm-hmm. to build a set. I need to know what I'm building. I asked him constantly, and I never got answers, and we basically crammed in an entire months and months full of work in, like, 2.5 weeks. Especially that last week, where I had passes to skip class and come down and work on it. Because we were so, so crazy behind. Which was not my fault. And, you know, I worked really hard on it, and I had to do a lot of work myself, more than I think a person normally would in that situation, because it was just so chaotic. And we never were able to perform it. So they canceled school, and they canceled all social gatherings.
So you did all that work, and nobody, well, other than, like, a rehearsal, only the actors appreciated, the audience. The
actors don't appreciate it. But yeah. Uh-huh. And then
Friday the 13th, by the way. Was when you were supposed to do the first show, was Friday the
13th. And oh, okay. Mom said Friday the 13th is when this happened, so I think that's what she's alluding to. Anyway,
But yeah, and the yearbook does not, I'm not in either of the productions, the play or the musical in the yearbook, which I think is funny, because I was the tech director, and there are other people that didn't do squat that have their picture. They were bowing in front of the audience at the end, because they didn't do anything.
So you got no credit at all.
Yeah, my name wasn't even in there.
Your name, not even your name when you were the director and you did most of the work.
Yeah. So that was a little frustrating.
That sucks.
Felt like a fail.
Was a fail, but not on your part. Failure yearbook.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give the yearbook, you know, they did, we probably weren't going to have one because most of the yearbook work is done at the end of the year, and that's when school went out.
Yeah.
But it hurt a little bit.
Sure.
I won't take it personally, but it's hard not to, especially when I see people that did nothing.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, that might happen in life a lot. People who do the most work probably don't get the most credit.
Mm-hmm. It's a life lesson.
Yeah. Sorry again for the cynicism. But I tried to make you feel better. I also have a yearbook fail. This one's a little more lighthearted and funny and a little bit embarrassing on my part. When I was a sophomore, I got called out of the classroom because the yearbook staff thought I was a new student, and they wanted a quote from new students for some reason. I don't know. And I didn't really question it. I said, oh, cool, they care about me. They're like, Marissa, tell us what made you decide to come to our high school. And I was, all I didn't know what to say. I said, my parents couldn't afford private school anymore, so we came here, and it's printed in the yearbook. So I think that was my own personal failure, social awareness failure. I just couldn't. I didn't know why they and then I like get the yearbook and I'm like, oh, I'm on the new students page. And they put the, where I said my parents can't afford to send me anywhere but to this public school. So, I could. Anyway, so I wish somebody would have used discretion. Decided not to publish that. But just wanted to share some side fails. And, you know, so many ways to fail. So many ways to fail. Okay. All right, we're going to work a little bit more and then wrap up. It is time to wrap up. So, you want to start, Chrissy?
Yeah. Well, as Marissa said to me, I think my biggest failure was not even getting it done in the allotted time we had.
You can pick a different failure if you want. Doesn't have to be the failure I gave to you.
All right, another failure. Well, I think the white main line got very covered up. I chose a pretty complex design, mm-hmm. Which takes time and effort and a steady hand. None of which...
We're a little brain dead.
It's been a lot of hours. Yeah. A lot of hours since we started. Yeah.
Now it's daylight.
Yeah, no, it's not. I think the biggest thing I would do differently is I probably just wouldn't do this. I don't really think that the result was worth all the hardship it because it was a lot of hardship.
Yeah. I kind of have a similar feeling, Christy. Even honestly, even if this did turn out well, I don't know if it would have been worth all the hours for my glow-in-the-dark cat.
It was so many hours. It took so long.
I mean, there are worse ways to waste a day.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are better ways.
There are
better ways to waste a day.
So I'm going to talk about my, mine actually evolved throughout the process. At first, it started off as a cat, and then a pig cat, and then back to a cat, and then a rat cat, and then just a mouse. And so it's really...
We went through so many animals.
We did. And you will see pictures online. I think I won at failing this one. And the... Lots of things were difficult for me. I think the brush strokes were really hard for me. I kept clumping up my paintbrush, and so getting a nice straight line was really hard. And getting colors to, I guess, gradient. I mean, I just kept adding white to make them lighter, but what did you say, Christy, that maybe making something...
Well, it's... I don't know, it might be because there are other ways to get a lighter color besides adding white, but because the background is black, I feel like maybe if we'd actually added black and made the colors darker, it would more look like it was fading out and uh-huh. have that glow effect.
Oh, just like lessen how much black you added, you mean?
No, increased it.
But we start darker to lighter.
We do start darker to lighter. I'm saying that I think it's because your lines are very thick.
They're so thick. They're not supposed to be this thick.
Okay. So I think true. That really, if they were thinner, it wouldn't really be a problem.
Okay. So your suggestion was just because I had failed so hard that, okay. So that, okay. Anyway, that's okay. It's fair because I pointed out Chrissy's failure. Now she's pointing out one of my failures, which is my thick brush stroke. I also, got some paint on my hand and it got on other places where it wasn't supposed to be on the canvas. Who was the artist again you were trying to copy?
Keith Haring.
Would he be proud of your work?
You know, Keith Haring.
Okay, sorry, I'll ask that again. Would he be proud of your work?
I think that all good artists will acknowledge effort, but he wouldn't like it.
I guess I meant, yes. I maybe, or I was going to phrase it, does it honor his late memory?
Oh my god! Don't put that pressure on me.
Okay.
I've seen... No, it doesn't. Okay. Not intentionally, but...
Okay, I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay.
Do you want me to give you a hard time? I'm not sure. Cat, rat, mouse. I can be meaner. I can do it.
It's a rat cat. No, not just a mouse.
Just a mouse. All right. Now.
Okay, you're noticing a little bit more banter since we're sisters, so we do just kind of... Maybe a little meaner to each other. but this was an overall stressful process, but I'm glad I got to share it with Chrissy. I don't know. I think I really would have pushed some people away if I had done this with anyone else. We did have to self-soothe a little bit by downing a bunch of chips and artichoke dip to deal with the stress. But
there's worse coping mechanisms.
There's worse coping mechanisms, yeah. And then, of course, don't forget to go to Facebook, Failure Art Party on Instagram. Subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends who just want to listen to other people fail. I know they're out there. I know people enjoy it. So.
So bring them here.
Bring them here. Chrissy, do you have any more to say?
This was an experience that I am happy to only do once.
Me too. Right. Goodbye.
Happy failing.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.